Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're live worldwide on the award-winning CUTV News Radio, which is a service of CUTV News. A pleasure to have you with us today. This is your host, Jim Masters. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio right now, broadcasting from our studios, and it's a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for making us a part of your day today. It's 4 p.m. Eastern right now, and it is Monday, August 28th, 2017. Can you believe August is just about wrapped? Well, we certainly hope you've had a terrific summer and you've enjoyed yourself. Full bank of incredible shows coming up here on CUTV News Radio as we move into September. Wanted to let you know as well that this show is broadcast live right now, but we also archive our broadcasts on our websites as well as on iTunes and on Stitcher. So the particular show you're going to hear right now, which we hope you enjoy, you'll have an opportunity to hear again and again and also share with friends and family and colleagues who you feel might find what we talk about today of great value and benefit for them. So again, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We are very excited to continue our conversation as we are still in the midst of welcoming back one of our great guests, who I actually had an opportunity to meet personally. Her name is Barbara Hardy. We did a television video interview just a couple months ago in our television studio, and it was a real pleasure. Barbara Hardy is of Angel Connections. You know, angels and their powers of guiding and healing can help us manifest the things that we want and need in our life. The earth and humanity are ascending to a higher vibration, making it much easier now to connect and communicate with the angels than in the past. That's right. It's advanced greatly. Now, whether you believe in angels or not, there are many seekers who are curious and want to talk to someone to reach more clarity. I do think that in this crazy world we're in right now, and so much coming at us, and so much unrest, and everything that we see every day, people are looking for a sense of purpose, and they are looking for greater clarity in their own lives. They're looking for what's real and looking for what's authentic. Our special guest, Barbara Hardy, is the founder of Angel Connections, where she helps people to solve the challenges of everyday life, the challenges that they are experiencing through their lives. And she does that with input from the angelic realm. She says, so many of us experience pain and suffering, but it's unnecessary. We all have angels, whether we're aware of them or not. They're assigned to us before birth. Their purpose is to guide us through life and help make life easier, even if we're not aware of them. That's right. But first, we have to let them guide us, to trust our angels. After a career spent in the corporate world, Barbara discovered through meditation that she was able to connect with the angelic kingdom. Now, today, Barbara helps her clients connect with their spiritual self as well as what she calls their heavenly helpers, guardian angels, angels, archangels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. Barbara says life really does get less complicated and more peaceful when you have a connection with God and the angelic realm. I want to let you know, which we'll mention at the end of the show as well, she's got a phenomenal website that you can go to for more information, and that is www.angelconnections.com. Once again, angelconnections.com. But without further ado, let's welcome our very special guest back to CUTV News Radio Live, Barbara Hardy. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us here on the show today. It's a pleasure to hear your voice once again. Welcome back.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here and to reconnect with you too, Jim. I appreciate this. So you want to hear about angels?
Yes. I first want to know, for folks who might be listening to our show right now who are not familiar with your work, where your passion comes from, the enthusiasm, the thirst for life, and the thirst for this phenomenal work that you do, where does all of that come from?
Well, it comes from my soul plan. You know, when we come down here in physical form, we go through the motions that we're supposed to. You know, we go through schooling, and then we get a job or a career, and we move forward along that. But my angels and Jesus say that life is simple. Humans make it difficult. So if you are not happy with what you're doing, then that just means you're not supposed to be doing that. Even if you're really good at it, you're talented, you're better than anybody else, if you're not happy doing it, that's your soul telling you you need to move on and find something else. Lots of times people they need the career because of the benefits and the weekly paycheck or monthly paycheck, so they do something that they're not happy with. And if that's the case, then you need to find something to do as a hobby. But I was in the corporate world, and I wasn't happy. I was good at what I did, and every time I turned in my notice, it gave me more money. And, you know, all the other people that were equal with me were upset because when they had access to the human resources files and saw the money I was making compared to what they were, there was an uprising. But my boss said he would need three people to replace what I did as a single person. So I was good at what I did, and I earned good money and everything, but I was just not happy. And when I reached up and asked God for help in finding inner peace, he led me to the angels. I wasn't aware of it at first, but all of a sudden I had a craving for anything angelic. So when I got I left the corporate world and just did my spiritual work full time, and that's when the passion came in. I really enjoy what I do. I do a lot of things according to spirit. I have an agreement with spirit that if they guide me to someone that needs their help, there's no charge. But if someone calls and requests my services, then that's when I charge. So at first I thought, oh, this is God's work. I'm helping God out. I can't charge for this. And they said, no, humans perceive value by what they pay for it. And if they don't pay, they don't receive anything. But sometimes people are not aware that there's angels and there can be help, and they don't know that they have to ask in order to get help. So this is why sometimes spirit will guide me to someone. Just a couple weekends ago, I was doing readings for the Astrological Society, and there was a woman who came, and my bio says that I do angel and soul purpose readings. And she sat down, and she wanted to connect with her deceased loved ones. I said, oh, you didn't read my bio. I said, I can help your deceased loved ones if they're earthbound or in the resting area or attached to you. But I just to give you messages from them, there's many other people who do that. So I gave her her ticket back and said to go change it. And she said, no, I feel as though I should stay with you. And why she was guided to me was she had a loved one that had stayed earthbound. They were attached to her energy, and during that session, ordinarily there would have been a $150 charge for me releasing that entity and getting it to the light. But because she was there, we only had 15 minutes, so we had to do it very quickly, but she didn't have to pay anything extra for it because spirit guided her to me to have that done. So that's how I work.
That is truly enlightening and truly inspiring as well. You know, I said at the beginning that everybody is looking for their purpose in life and their soul's purpose, really the life mission. How would you say, Barbara, what is the process like to be able to discover what that is? Because as ever-changing beings that we are and living in a world that is ever-changing more than ever now, moving more rapidly, swifter, sometimes you never know what's going on. How do we really seek and find that purpose through the manifestation of work with angels? What's that process like for you when showing people how to do that? I find it really fascinating.
Well, naturally, if they come to me for a session, I connect with my guidance, and my guidance gets into his or her record to find out what they put in their record, what they're supposed to be doing while they're down here. So, you know, I can tell them that. But how you can discover on your own is just get into either a prayer type situation or meditation. A lot of people say they don't meditate, but if they do pray, it's just a matter of quieting the mind and the body, mentally reaching up to the higher realms. It could be God, it could be Buddha, it could be Jesus, it could be any of the Christed figures, and just ask for help in leading you to where it is that you need to be, what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And like with me, I asked for inner peace. Who knew I was going to be working with angels? I didn't have that in my mind. I just wanted to be calm and not to be stressed out all the time. So we can ask on our own behalf, but Jesus said when he was here, ask and you shall receive. And I have found that to be extremely true because of the free will. God gave us a gift of free will, and that's how we're learning and growing and deciding that we don't want the things in our life that are hurtful or painful or stressful. We want the things in our life that bring us peace and joy and happiness. So anybody can do this for themselves. All they have to do is reach up, even if they don't have. I didn't have a two-way conversation with God at the time when I asked for inner peace, but this is where it led me to my passion, what I'm supposed to be doing, what my soul plan called for. But everybody has the same ability to be able to just throw out to God or anyone in the higher realms what it is to help to bring you to where it is that you need to be on your spiritual path. But once you get on it, life is good. It feels really good, and you don't have the kind of struggles that, you know, most people have every day. I'm lucky. I have my son nearby, so if I have something mechanical that needs fixing, he can do it for me. But so I don't get stressed out about that. And now I've got the Geek Squad that helped me with my computer. Those are two things that I couldn't do on my own. But anything else, and it's easy. Like, I have arthritis in my hands, so sometimes I have a hard time opening up jars. And when I try and I can't do it, I say, okay, angels, I need your help. And it comes off, it just, the cover unscrews like it was on butter. So I have found life to be so much easier if I call upon them. But again, we have to ask. If I kept struggling with it, they wouldn't come in and just help me. I had to put the request in for them to help me to open it up.
That's incredible. That really, really is. Let's talk about some of the offerings that you have. I know the workshops are... Just from what I've heard and from when you and I had chatted in person when we did the video interview, the workshops are truly life-changing. What are the workshops that you offer like? And what are some of the more popular workshops? What do you, Barbara, see people gravitating towards more? Do you find people are going more towards certain workshops or they're not necessarily picking anything in particular? Tell us a bit about all that.
Well, you know, I offer several, but there's two that recently have been very, very popular, and that's Path of the Soul, Reincarnation. So that was something I was curious about. Okay, I'm here in a physical body, so, you know, why am I here? I supposedly chose my parents, and I supposedly have this blueprint I was supposed to be following, but nobody gave it to me when I was born. They give you a birth certificate with your name and date and that kind of stuff on it. But the Path of the Soul is very popular, and that just talks about, okay, we're on the other side. We're in our energy body. We decide we're going to come down to Earth and have a physical body. So it just talks about the steps that we go through in order to make our plan, our contact, who's going to be in there, what lessons we're going to learn. And then it talks about, you know, when we're down here, you know, what we can do to make life easier for ourselves, and then what happens when we go back up to the other side. And the second most popular one is just something I put together last year at the request of Spirit, is a Stairway to Heaven and the One Key that Opens Heaven's Door. And that there's many, many steps, but there's four that are very important for this particular time in Earth's history. And then the one key that opens heaven's door, I'll tell you what it is. It's forgiveness. I thought it would have been love because everybody says love is all there is. Love is, you know, makes the world go round. Love, love, love. And that is true. But we are created as love and light beings. So, you know, we just need to get back to that. But I've been doing spirit releasement work now for 25 years, and I never gave this a thought. But when I was trained by spirit to do the counseling work for these souls that are afraid, they're either earthbound, they don't know where they're going to go, so they stay on earth. But without a physical body, this is not where they need to be. But all my counseling with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of souls has been the one thing that they have to do in order to get out of the darkness and into the light is forgive not only others for if they hurt them, but, you know, ask forgiveness if they know that they've hurt someone. But the most important thing is to forgive ourselves. So that's the past couple of years, that's been the most popular class. But ascension was big at one time because we're in the second phase of ascension right now with the energy that's coming down to earth, so it's a little bit more powerful, but it's causing the earth to rise up, and so we're on the earth, so we're rising up too, so it's causing a lot of physical ailments, emotional issues are surfacing, but those are the three most popular ones.
That is fantastic. You know, the work that you do really, really does touch so many people's lives. And I know it's really amazing for you to see when people make positive change in their life, isn't it? It must make you feel wonderful, Barbara, huh?
Yes. Matter of fact, when I was at the Astrological Society, there was a young girl out in the hallway waiting, and she recognized me. She says, "Oh, Barbara," she said, I got your book, Creating Heaven on Earth, and I read it. And she said, "Oh, my God, I just loved it." And she said, "Since I've read it, I've been asking my angels to help me." And she said, "My life has gotten so much better." And then she followed it up with she has turned the book over to her father to read. Well, I don't think her father's going to get out of it what she got out of it. But anyway, it was adorable to have her say that. But yeah. Anyway, everybody in their own time, they'll open up to either spirituality or the angels or something of that nature. And to me, spirituality is different than religion because religion is kind of a lot of people go to church once for an hour a week and they feel as though they've served God. But in my opinion, spirituality is you live the way God wants you to 24/7 or as many hours in a day as possible. So that's my Absolutely. Interpretation of the difference between religion and spirituality.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's go over some of the, in case people missed it, any discussion previously. You have a series of CDs that are based on meditation, and these are wonderful because you can listen to these quietly in your home. You can listen to these maybe even if you're on a noisy train, put it in your CD player with your headphones, block everything out. You can listen to this in your car. That's what's great about having the CDs. Now, there is a variety of different versions of the CDs as part of your repertoire of offerings. I know Forgiveness Garden is one of them. Let's go over them again so people realize some of the offerings that you have. Tell us a little bit more about the Forgiveness Garden CD. What was your initial hope and vision when you decided that would be the CD that you wanted to create, and what is a part of that CD? What can people expect from that CD?
Oh, that's a great question, and I love it. Well, forgiveness was one of my life lessons, and when I finally got through it, I thought, oh, my God, you know, I've got to help others, you know, to be able to get to this, because, you know, forgiveness is a nice, fluffy word, but it's not easy to go through it. But it was when I first started channeling Jesus, so I thought, okay, what the biggest problem I was finding was that people had issues with loved ones that have passed on, and then they were beating up on themselves with guilt that they wish they had forgiven him. And my father was one of those entities. So his sister came to him before she died and asked him to, let's bury the hatchet of what happened when they were kids. And he said, if you want to go ahead, I'm happy with the way I am. And he wasn't speaking to her. But then a few weeks later, she died, and he had a major problem. It was the only time in my life I saw my father cry. So I thought, I've got to do something to get word out to people that they can, even though someone has passed on, that they can still get forgiveness, either ask or give it, whatever way it goes. And so I sat down at my my computer, and I started typing. What I was doing was bringing the people into a cemetery where their loved one was buried, and so that the person could express forgiveness at that time. And all of a sudden, I was typing, but my fingers were going across the keyboard, but I was looking at what I was typing, and it wasn't what I was thinking that I wanted to type. And what happened was Jesus came in, he overshadowed my energy, and he came up with that CD. And so many people who have used it have said, oh, my God, it's powerful, it's magic. But God's Jesus' energy is infused in that CD because he's the one who created it. So that's one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them have been channeled. So healing with the angels, excuse me, I do an introduction, and then there's a little mini one in the garden. Jesus loves gardens. And then the larger meditation in that one is where you ask your higher self to bring you up a pillar of light into the healing chamber, either in the ninth or the 12th dimension. Usually it's better to go to the 12th just to make sure you're getting that high power energy. And in there are three circles of angels. There's the healing angels, the archangels, and the Arcturians, who are from the star Arcturus, but God for this planet has commissioned them to help humanity heal. So you get healing from all those three circles of angels, and then at the finale, Jesus gives you a hands-on healing. And then you're brought back down. So the soul part of us carries the pain vibration. So when the soul is not in the physical body, you are not feeling pain. So at night as you sleep, you go to the other side anyway. So why not go into a healing chamber? And if you've got anything that is, you know, painful, the soul part of you can soak up that healing energy and bring it back down in the physical body. Now, for some conditions, if you've got a headache, one trip up there is good. You'll wake up, you won't have the headache. But other more severe situations, you would have to go up on a regular nightly basis until you just didn't feel it anymore. And I've experienced that myself.
Mm. Wow. That is amazing when you really
sounds like science
it,
fiction,
huh?
Doesn't it? But it works.
Yeah, that's something. Well, kind of, yeah, but it's all reality. And then what about manifesting with the angels?
Okay, that's, again, it's a two-part where, you know, down here in the physical plane, you think about what you want, you write it out in detail in words, and then you draw a picture in color. I usually, when I do this class, I bring crayons to the class for people to draw in color of what they want. So they're doing it in the physical world, and then in meditation they go up into the higher realms and they put the exact same thing out up there. So it's like a double whammy. And again, it takes time for the things that you're asking for. You know, Spirit tells me that it's divine time when they happen, not just because somebody wants it. Because usually humans, we want today or yesterday what we think we want. So it, you know, by putting it out here in the physical plane and then bringing the request and putting it up in the higher dimensions, it's just more powerful.
Mm. Now, the CDs themselves, do you incorporate these into your workshops or do you see them as separate entities?
Well, they can be purchased separately, but the Forgiveness Garden is part of one of my workshops, and it, I'm trying to think which one. I think it's the Your Soul's Purpose Life Mission, I think it is. But anyway, it's incorporated in there, and Healing with the Angels is in that workshop, Manifesting, Connecting with Your Higher God Self. I have a workshop on that, and Journey Through Past Life Memories with Your Higher Self. With hypnosis, usually when you're connecting with your subconscious mind, so they take you deeper, deeper, lower, and lower. And whereas my guides have said, if you're going to connect with the higher self is in the higher plane. So instead of taking them down lower and lower and deeper, bring them higher and higher and higher so that they can make a connection. Because anyone who is in the ascension process, they are able to connect with their higher God self. So the higher God self has our blueprint not only for this lifetime, it knows what everything has gone on in our past lifetime, so it has all the records, where the angels only have what's going on in this lifetime, what you should be doing in this lifetime. So that's why I like
now,
that CD, that workshop.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Of course, I have all of your books too, Soul Releasement, Darkness, Where Does It Come From, and more. I mean, the books that you have are fantastic too. Those I was able to read and have the opportunity to personally really savor. Also, Creating Heaven on Earth, wonderful books that, you know, you personally provided me for our interview, and I would recommend those to everybody. If you can, we only have a couple minutes left, so we'll try to squeeze this in if we can, Barbara, but it sounds really exciting. Tell us about the Intuition Cruise. That sounds exciting. What's that about?
Oh, well, that happened last April, or the April of this year.
Yeah.
And I was chosen to be a speaker, and being a speaker, I could do readings. And so there were 160 attendees on that cruise, and it was absolutely wonderful. I did one class on connecting with angels, and it was a pretty full house. And as a result, I did quite a few readings for individuals. There was doctors and lawyers and a couple of celebrities on there. I did a reading for a celebrity, and she hasn't given me permission to give her name. But anyway, it turned out that I didn't know who she was when I was doing the reading. It wasn't until afterwards. But one of her daughters had a major health issue, and it was an attachment that she had to her. It was really dark entity that was attached to her. So I do that work remotely, so I told her, even though I'm in Massachusetts, I can help you out with that. So I did the releasement for her daughter. So we've been kind of in touch and friendly, keeping in touch with each other since then. But there were a lot of really good speakers on there, and it just, the week went by so fast. But that's the kind of cruise I like to go on, where you can, it's a working cruise, but it's pleasure too.
Now, is that something you'd like to do again, because that was so successful?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And if the woman who organized it, if she does another one, I'll put my application in again.
Yeah, that's great. So people should definitely keep abreast of your website, because if anything like that comes about again, they can find out more by going to the website, more about your books, your workshops, your CDs, lectures, speaking engagements, a whole host of fabulous things that you're always working on in the Bay State and beyond. Our guest is Barbara Hardy from Angel Connections, and go to her website to learn more about everything that she offers and everything she has coming up, angelconnections.com. Barbara, thanks for joining us on the show today. Our time has expired, but you'll be back again, and look forward to continuing. Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It always does when we're together, because we have such a great time. We will chat again soon, and thanks for joining us, Barbara.
All right. Thank you too, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our very special guest, Barbara Hardy of Angel Connections. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Jim Masters. For all of us here at the CU TV News team, we wish you a terrific day. Thanks for listening to this episode of CU TV News Radio. Have a great day.